Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, listen, I am so excited on tonight. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in, listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com on tonight. I did promise you that I would be on tonight, and we would be going to God with our needs and wants. And I've had many testimonies, many different individuals who have inboxed me and let me know that God is really working in their lives, and I also have a testimony. I have many testimonies, amen, because God is just that good. But without further ado, let's go ahead and read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Amen. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us as we were able to make it through this day, Lord. We thank you for each life that was touched by your word through this ministry, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to just be able to be safe and to continue to be safe, Lord. We pray for those who are in the hospitals, Lord, going through surgery and procedures, those who are coming out and those who are thinking about going in. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who have come unto you, Lord, because of your word, not because of this ministry or this show, but because of your word. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to direct us and lead us in the path that you would go, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending the multitude of individuals who are on this line right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the increase, Lord Jesus, not only in your blessings, but the overflow of your word and the overflow of people who are seen and unseen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just directing people, directing their lives, and helping people on this particular ministry. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have chosen such an hour and such a time, and you've chosen your people, Heavenly Father, to continue to guide people and lead individuals, Lord. We ask you in the name of Jesus, as we go through this process of heart surgery, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you be the great I am, the great physician, and anything that is within us, Heavenly Father, that's not supposed to be at this particular hour, at this particular moment, we ask for a shift or a movement. Anything, Lord Jesus, that's not like you, we ask for a shift or a movement. Anything that we're focused on that's not of you, we ask for a shift or movement, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the breakthroughs that you have given. We thank you for the relief, whatever type of relief that you've given, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, not only for those who are listening, but those who are not listening, so that they can taste and see that the Lord is good and they can go and seek you. Lord Jesus, we're embarking upon our homecoming an anniversary, and you've already spoken success. You've already spoken great things, Lord, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for doing that, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless each person who walks through the door. Would you ask each committee member, would you bless each person who has a hand in the program, Lord, and we ask that you continue to increase territory and continue to just allow the word of God to permeate in our hearts. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being the God in our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the good news. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the breakthroughs. And Lord, not only for the tangible things, but those things called a peace of mind and just being able to enjoy the reign of blessings and enjoy the reign of prophecy and the reign of revelation and the reign of ministry and the reign of just understanding people. And we ask, Heavenly Father, that you continue to help our hands to be of service and our hearts to be of love and our eyes to be focused unto you. And now, Lord, as we go through this procedure for the second week, Lord, we ask, will we go in genuineness, will we go in boldness of the word, and would you continue to lead and guide us and help us, Heavenly Father, to go in the right path. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you should have some paper, and it doesn't matter what type of paper, and you should have your journal or your binder, or you should have something to write with, okay? And so I want us, before we even get started, I want us to look at our list from last week. If you was not on the ministry on last week, then just pray at this particular moment. But I want you to just scan over what you wrote down last week and how far or how close you are to these particular things. Looking over my list, and I'm going to tell you, I was in meditation. This is before we get started, because I know a lot of you have testimonies. I was in meditation today, and I was looking at the wants and needs, and I said, now the focus is on the heart, and the focus is on more of what we talk about, our wants and needs. We're really focused on just therapy for us, therapy for each and every person. We're really, really focused on that, okay? And the mystery, I guess, of everything on last week was that we switched our wants and our needs because our priority switched. I told you there was going to be a shifting. And this was done unconsciously because my mind was focused. I was so in the revelation. I was so focused on what God was speaking that I didn't even notice that the wants and needs were switched. So God says that when we look at the desires of our hearts, we should be looking at our family, our friends, and then ourselves. And when we look at the needs, we're looking at ourselves, right? Our heart, our mind, and our hands. We're going to God asking God these wants, all of these wants, for our family, our friends, and ourselves. But God says, what are we willing to sacrifice over here after we ask for these wants? So God says, we're going to put wants and needs. Now, God says, we have grown, we have matured. That's a good thing. God just said that. He says, in the body of Christ. And I'm going to tell you what the Lord is revealing here. He says, when we first started this particular needs and wants, God said that with our particular needs and wants, if you notice, some of us did have things like materialistic things, right? If you look through your notes, for those of you who have been with me, some of the stuff is materialistic. Some of it is actually going into the track of dealing with the hearts. A lot of this that I've written is dealing with the hearts and the mind. But a lot of these things that we wrote down, and I say we because that's everybody, deals with tangible things. And God says all of these things will be added. So on tonight, we are going to change it around a little bit. We're going to start, God says start with the end in mind. So we're going to start with our wants. Put your wants on the left side, and that is correct. And put family under wants. You should have three columns. Put, draw a line, put friends or associates, whoever you want to put, and then put yourself, put your name. Don't just put yourself or, okay? Then draw a big line because we want to separate. Then put our needs and put sacrifice under needs, sacrifice. Then I want you to put heart. This is three columns, mind and hands. Okay. Yes, I see you. Okay, so with our wants, we always go to God. God, I want this. God, I need a breakthrough. God, but God says, okay, that's fine. So after we put our wants, then what are we willing to sacrifice? Okay, that's how we're going to match up everything. What are we willing to sacrifice to receive healing? What are we willing to sacrifice to receive happiness? What are we willing to sacrifice to have a breakthrough, whatever type breakthrough we're in need of? Okay, what is it? You know, for instance, we want the doors to open. What are we willing to sacrifice? And when we talk about our wants, I want to say this again because I have many newcomers. When we talk about our wants, ladies and gentlemen, for our family, our friends, and ourselves, we are not talking about anything materialistic. We're talking about things that these individuals want in their lives so that they can have productive lives. And what I mean by that, we're talking about health. We're talking about unity if there's chaos. We're talking about putting God first. We're talking about the belief system. We're talking about faith if you have a family member who's lost faith. We're talking about more love if there's hate in the family. We're talking about safety if someone feels unsafe. We're talking about blessings. Somebody says that they want the doors for careers to open. Those are the things we're talking about. We're not talking about any tangible things because God says all of these things will be added unto you. We're not talking about, you know, cars and home. We're not. God says all these things will be added, but there are some things that we must go through first. He says we have to go through surgery in order to feel better. That's what God is saying. So that's what we're focusing on with our wants, okay? And, of course, our needs, okay? So we've asked for this, and God says, I hear you. I told you God is always on this ministry. God says, I hear exactly what you're saying. What are you willing to sacrifice? And I want you to know this. God knows our hearts. He knows if we're pretending. He knows if we're playing. He knows that, you know, if we're just doing this to receive a reward. We're doing this particular thing because we're supposed to do it and we're trying to grow in Christ. And so God knows our hearts. So I want to make sure, and that's why I pray, that our hearts are right before we even do this activity. That's the prerequisite, that our hearts are right. That's the only thing, okay? Now, in my journal, Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who are called according to his purpose. As I said before, only some are called. Only some are called. Okay? So I'm going to play this music, and I want you to really focus on the wants and needs. Once again, do not turn to tangible things. God says these things will be added unto you according to his will and according to timing. Timing is everything with God. Right? He says these things will be added. So we don't have to cut corners. We don't have to try to keep up with the Joneses and nobody else. Amen. God says that all these things will be added, but he says that my job is to lead people's hearts and their minds and their hands and mine as well, and to lead people into the will of God. Right? And so we're looking at our wants. We're starting with the end in mind. God says we're growing. He says, because when we first came on, as I said before, I mean, it was, you know, Lord, I want this, I want that. But what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to give up? Okay? All right. So here we go. This is by Mr. Dappy T. Keys. I love you, Lord, today. There is none like you. I'm going to give you about 6 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, because the Lord wants to give us something. And I want you to really think about the wants and the needs, and I want you to really focus on the heart. This is heart surgery, and we want God to perform heart surgery on us. Okay? All right, thank you. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Thank you for listening. Amen. That was Mr. Dappy Keys. And as the song continues to play, I love you, Lord. I want you to know that as I was writing, the Lord was speaking, of course. And one of the things that God showed me was that he said the reason why he doesn't require that we ask for any tangible things from him is because he says all of these things will be added. He says, but he's looking for individuals who have the right hearts and the right minds and the hands or about the kingdom of God, of serving others. He says the wants, he says those are very important, but they should be mostly focused on understanding who God is. Lord, I want to understand you better. I want to trust you more. I want to be satisfied with how you bless me. I want more knowledge of you. I want the word of God. I want to be thoughtful like you, God, and help my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ and my family. And, Lord, I want to believe in you, Lord. Anything that I put my mind to, any will that you put me in, Lord, I want to believe. Lord, I want to trust in you, Lord. Lord, I believe that you can heal any person, Lord. Lord, I believe that you should be first and you should be the center and you should be last because you're Alpha and Omega. I believe, Lord, that you can unify people because there is a war within this world. And so as we begin to look at our wants, then God says, okay, so you don't have to ask for all these fancy things, he says, because all of these things will be added unto you for your use in order to serve and help somebody else. He says, but with the needs, there's a sacrifice. And the sacrifice is you have to go through the fire. You have to go through the testing. He says your heart has to continue to love. You have to continue to have joy and happiness. He says even when it's raining outside, you have to continue to believe that I'm going to work everything out for your good. And you have to keep your eyes on the sparrow and on your vision that I gave you. And he's talking to everybody, not just me. And he says your hands are anointed. They're to be used for service. And God says that when the time comes, they shall be used for healing and for the kingdom of God. We must understand that. But then God says with the hands, and I want you to write this down. God says we have to let go of some things. Clench your fist. And we've done this activity before. Clench your fist as tight as you can like you're getting ready to grab $1 million from God. Okay, clench your fist real tight. Make a fist because you're holding on to it. God says this is how tight you should hold on to your faith. This is how tight you should trust him and never let him go no matter what. He says the storms come. Put your other, make a clasp, open your hand up and put your whole hand over your fist and try to pull your other fist apart. Try to undo your fist. God says that's how tight our faith should be. No matter how the storms continue to hit, no matter what people say, no matter how far sometimes we get from our destiny, we should still hold on to the promise of God. We have to hold on. God says, but when we let go of things, watch this. God says some things God authorizes us to let go of. Now this is what I want you to do. God says let go of hate. Undo your thumb. God says let go of disbelief. One of your fingers. God says, let go of being depressed. He says, let go of negativity. He says, let go of lack of commitment to God. Do you see how much better you feel when you let go of all those negative things? But God says that when, clench your fist again, when you have to hold on to God tight, he says, there are going to be times in our lives when it becomes so uncomfortable and it hurts to hold on. It hurts because put the other hand on your chest as you're clenching your fist. Because sometimes God says, all the time actually, God says he's right there while you're holding on for dear life to God, because you know what God promised you. We know what God promised us. And we know that God, we believe in God, but we sometimes, undo your fist just a little bit, sometimes we want to let go of God. But God is still there. Notice that your hand didn't move from your chest, right? God says the only time that God will be absent, move your hand from your chest, is if you remove him from your life. Put your hand back on your chest. God says he's not going to leave you nor forsake you. He says that's the promise that he made. Keep holding on. And God says he know it hurts sometimes. He knows sometimes we're in tears. For whatever reason, everybody has shed tears. Everybody, whether it's death, whether it's whatever it is, a storm, whatever it is. Every single person. There's not one person. Right? And God says that sometimes, you know, kind of squint your eyes, close your eyes just a little bit. Not all the way, just close them just a little bit. He says our vision becomes dim. Some of you can even turn off the light. Some of you can't even see your vision anymore because we're so off track. God says, I'm right here. I haven't moved. We don't actually tell God, God, get out of my life. But God says that I want you to move around a little bit. Just move your body around a little bit and try to keep your hand on your chest. God says we begin to dodge him. And God says eventually, because God's not going to chase us, right? He says, I know my sheep, and my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain? Because if God want to call us, he's going to call us. God's not going to force us to do anything. That's the type of God we serve. God says if we choose to leave him, he says he still loves us and we're his child. And when we come back, he's going to accept us. So I'm saying this because somebody's listening, and they say, but I left God. I cursed God. I became angry with God. But God says he never left you. He's still watching you. He says, yeah, you feel like you're far from him, but he still put your hand on your chest. God says, I've been with you the whole time. I haven't left you. You left me, but God says, I'm still here for you. And so as you're clenching, as we're clenching, holding on to the trust, holding on to the promise, holding on to the belief, God says it gets uncomfortable sometimes. He says, because we want to grab things that's immediate, worldly things. You know what I'm saying? We want to take shortcuts sometimes. God says, keep holding on. He says, because your change is going to come. Notice that. Still have your fist clenched, but notice that you're still. God says we have to be still and know that he is God. He says we're moving around too much, trying to figure out problems. You're staying up late at night. We're not even talking to God anymore. Now we're telling God problem after problem. Instead of focusing on the blessing and saying, God, I know that all these things are working out for my good. Some people have lost individuals. They're in bereavement, right? But God says he's still there. And he says he knows it's really hard to hold on because some people want to throw in a towel. He says, but keep holding on. As long as you have the energy, as long as we have the energy to keep our fist clenched, or that means really to hold on to our Lord and Savior, he says, God is still working out everything that he told you. God wants to do, and I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to myself, God wants to do some great things in our lives. He says he has plans for us to prosper. He says he has plans for us to be victorious. God never did intend for anyone to live in poverty, whether it's poor in spirit or poor physically. He never did intend for that. But God said because we refuse to let some things go, because we refuse to turn from our wicked ways, because we still have hate, because we're not unified, because we're not holding on to the promise, God says we totally, that's how we miss the mark. He says we don't miss the mark by running and running past the mark. We miss the mark by letting go of God. He said, but we are to let go under your hands. He says we are to let go of anything that is causing us to be stifled or crippling us. When you let go, I'm sure that you felt a little pain in your hands. God says, and it's going to be a little pain. I've said this before. When you have to let go of something you really love, or someone you really love because it's so much negativity, it's really hard. But guess what? If you look at your hand, you are now opening up your hand for something new that God has for you. And so we have to let go. And it's going to be very uncomfortable, just like it was very uncomfortable, and it kind of hurt my hands a little bit because my fists were so tight. It's going to feel uncomfortable. But God says after a while, God's going to begin to pour in new things, and you're going to have to continue to hold on to the promise that God has given. Okay? So in our wants, remember that God says you can ask for anything you want. And we're staying away from materialistic things because I'm telling you, I'm a living witness. God adds all those things. And it's God. Everything that I have belongs to God. Everything, even my life. This ministry belongs to God. The car belongs. Everything belongs to God. I don't own anything. When we talk about our needs, that's a self-check. That's me. That's you. When we're talking about our needs, heart, mind, and hands, what are we willing to sacrifice? And so we've been through the second surgery. And what God says, we're getting stronger. Our heart is getting stronger and stronger. You should see some changes in how we deal with people. You should see some changes in your thinking, your actions, your service. You should see some changes. I see some changes. I see a lot of changes. So we should see some changes. And God says those things, those desires, because God already knows. God doesn't need to know what our desires are because he already knows. He knows that those tangible things that you want, that we want, he knows that. But he says that we have to go through some surgery, right? So I want us to think about that. Let go of whatever it is. And we don't wash our hands clean of people. We pray for them. And remember, this week is a gossip-free week. We don't talk about people. We lift people up. And I guarantee you, your heart will feel better. So that's letting go. On next week, God's will, we're going to be in Psalm 105. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So we're going through surgery again next week, God's will. Okay? So this will conclude our little ministry for tonight. But I have a couple of announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends, all of them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Be sure to tell your family and all of your friends. All right. In addition to that, listen, gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, promoters, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook Alfreda Love, ALFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. It doesn't matter where you are. Now then, I have an announcement to make. I've had many individuals ask about some of my artists and the artists coming to minister on different events. Please be sure to email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I have several artists. I have new and veteran artists, and these artists want to basically get the word of God out, but they also want individuals to understand their ministry and understand that they have CDs and things of that nature to continue to increase their growth in ministry. So I say all that to say this. If you have a program coming up anywhere in the United States, because I have artists all over, okay, anywhere in the United States or out of the United States, if you have an event, if you need any openers, if you need any people to minister or speak the word of God or to speak encouragement to youth or any other individuals, because we're filling up our calendar for most weekends, then please, please, please email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Once again, it's EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I have many artists who have original music, and they want individuals to hear their music. They want to spread their ministry. And so that is the goal. We're praying for that. God said he's going to add those things. I know individuals are coming. And so we will have that opportunity. We also have speakers. We're increasing our speakers bureau. Anyone who want to sponsor any type of event, gospel event, can email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. So we're doing a lot of things. So wherever you are, it does not matter where you are, I can get you a gospel artist to open up. And also keep in mind that we also just want to get the ministry out there, and especially with these new artists, And so we just want to make sure that everyone is aware of their new projects and things of that nature. Okay? All right. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray, when you pray, it's not if, it's when we pray for all of our family members, put them all in one line, pray for them one by one and exactly what they need, and then pray for those you know and those you do not know, and pray for yourself, all right? Now, listen, I'm going to say this again as the Lord is showing me. Family is very important. Your friends are very important. Life is way too short to hold grudges against people, okay? People are dying every day and without forgiveness. And the most important thing is, especially if this is your family, if you have not spoken to your family or you're angry with your parents, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young, if you're angry with your parents, if you're angry with especially your parents, then you need to make sure before tomorrow at 12 noon, you, because you're listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, you need to call your parent or parents, whomever it is that you're upset with. And it doesn't matter how old you are. We have from teenagers who are upset all the way to people who are 50 and 60 years old that's still upset with their parents for something that happened 30 years ago, and they're not talking to them. I'm going to tell you like this. God requires. He is requiring. Now it's a mandate. If you have not spoken to your parent, I don't care how old you are. You could be 75 years old, and you have not spoken to your parent or parents. And this is what God is saying. You need to do it tomorrow. I don't know why God selects tomorrow. I have no idea. You need to do it. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. No one should go on this earth being angry and upset with someone for more than maybe 15 minutes. And I'm serious. It raises your blood pressure up, puts you in a bad mood, ruins your day, and we don't have time for that because we only have 24 hours in a day, right? Everybody's going to get upset at some point. But especially God says if you're upset with your parents, he says be sure. Be the bigger person. You're listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com for some reason. God has called you here. This is a nationwide ministry, but God has put you on this particular ministry either now or if you're listening a day or 2 days after this show, he put you on here for a purpose. If it's you, call your parents. If it's not you, thank God. Get it right. God wants to do something in your life, but God says that our time here is expiring. We must get our hearts right, ladies and gentlemen. It's a must. Doesn't matter how old we are. God is calling the roll of all age levels. Does not matter. It's time to stop playing, and it's time to get real. For real. All right? So do that, not for me, but for God. Your parents are very important. You can be mad for 5 minutes at your parents, but 5 years, 10 years, I mean, that, no. Okay? In addition to that, make sure that you go to Afreeta. We're going to go to the big website first. AfreetaLoveShow.com. And you're going to hear some music. You might not hear any music because I turned the volume down. AfreetaLoveShow.com. And what you will see is the homepage. Now, listen. Listen, listen, listen. I know that this ministry. All right, there she is. Okay. All right. The Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. All right, I get excited when I hear that song. All right. So this is your welcome, all right? And you are welcome. This is the AfreetaLoveShow.com. Our radio number is 347-843-4981. We're going to get a toll-free number as well because what I find is there's so many people around the world, and I want y'all to call in for free, okay? So we're going to get a toll-free number. God's going to make that happen. And then I'm going to go ahead and give you my email, which you already have. It's emonya_love@yahoo.com. You will see the front page firm. They keep me posted on many different things that's happening in the media as well as Bounce TV and, let me just a second, and BET Gospel. Now, we're currently booking featured artist Miss Joy Cyril and Miss Eddie Ruth Bradford. Now listen, if you all want, as I said before, gospel quality anointed music in your movies, God is showing me this, on stage for any type of ministry, any type of event, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. These individuals who's on the page, featured on the page. These individuals have many events, okay? Be sure to support these individuals, and not just these individuals, but other individuals that you will see on this page as well and other pages. New gospel music. We have new gospel music from Miss Joy Sorrell. We have Miss Angela Bennett and Miss Trish Stanley. We have all these individuals, all right? If you click on Number One Love Radio, you will be right in the studio. If you want to receive emails from the iFreeToLoveShow.com, and it will only be when the show is coming on, and anything that I post on the blog, you will be able to see it. Then all you have to do is click on Follow under my picture. That's all you have to do. Okay, so click on Number One Love Radio. And where you see my picture, click on Follow. Now, they're going to ask you to set up an account, but it's free. You can do that. You don't have to have a radio station, but you can set it up, okay? All right. Now, the iFreeToLoveShow.com. Let's see if we can open this. My computer's been a little slow tonight. Okay. This is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world. As I said, God has blessed this ministry. We have people in Como, Texas. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have people in Japan. We have people in Italy, Houston, Texas, Waco, Texas. We have people everywhere. Now then, most of the people who you see, I receive a lot of emails from them because they work in show business and entertainment. So do not allow that Facebook page to fool you. We have over 1,000 listeners, more than that. And then I have a private blog website as well. There are many individuals who listen to this particular ministry, a lot of people in entertainment, gospel. And so, you know, I use Facebook for business most of the time. You see people who use it just for leisure or, I guess, to build up whatever they're trying to build up, but I use it for business. And so most of the connections are business people. And so we're all over the place. But this is an international radio station, and we talk to people from all over the world, all right? If you have any stories, events, artists, publicists, photographers, I mean, if you need any of that, then just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right, if you need any of that. Also, another thing, if you have an interesting story we would like to feature you in the magazine, that includes gospel, entertainment that's not gossip, any type of positive things dealing with our youth, our cities, any type, I mean, we're looking for magazine coverage. I'm looking to put some of our artists in some magazines nationwide. So if you have a magazine company, and you're looking for artists, gospel artists, legends, any type of artists, indie artists, regular artists, then please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right. We're here at Fashion and Makeup, and I am not finished with this website. We have three young ladies here. If you are in town, all right, and I'm going to put where all these ladies are from. I'm going to put the state. All right. I have makeup artists in about 30 different states that I need to put on here. They're not on here yet. So wherever you go, you will always have at least one person. I don't have it in all the states, just about 30, okay? You will know at least one person, all right? So you can refer to the website and say, oh, okay, there's so-and-so, and you'll know what they do, okay? All right, so check that out. Now, if you click on the blue boxes under their pictures, then you will be able to at least see their Facebook page, their business Facebook page, okay? All right. Event planners, listen, listen, listen. God has put something in my spirit, and I'm not going to reveal it yet because God says don't reveal it. But if you want to book, as I said before, any of these gospel artists, just email me, your name and message. All right. As I said before, I'm going to have a couple of indie artists. I have a couple of legends and things of that nature. So if you need anyone to open up for you, if you need any coverage in magazines, then whoop, here I am. I'm ready. Let's go. My email, emonya_love@yahoo.com. And I really feel the presence. I feel like the door is just open when I said that. Whew, thank you, Jesus. If you want to be a guest on the radio station, if you want to promote your artist, if you're an artist going on your own, if you're a magazine, publicist, radio host, author, then just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now, I will tell you this. I have many individuals on the waiting list, okay? Please be sure to email me, and I will get to you, I promise, within about 3 or 4 hours, okay? Building a brand, the spiritual vehicle, man, God has done, oh, wow, so much with this particular ministry of building a brand and the spiritual vehicle. I don't even know where to begin because God has just been so good in this aspect. I mean, God has been just awesome. And he just does things that we don't even deserve, okay? But if you're looking at branding, if you're new or if you're a veteran or if you just want to know what we're doing here, all you have to do is click on brand mapping and look at our little map here for branding, and that's branding with anything, you know. God has blessed the AfritaLoveShow.com, the brand. I feel the door opening again. Thank you, Jesus. And so we're really trying to brand. And what I want people to know, since you're listening, I want you to know, as I said before, we're trying to get our, or we are, in the process of having our artists on many different platforms where their music can be heard. We also, we're looking at the Speakers Bureau, which is next. We're looking for gospel artists who are speakers and things of that nature. And we're also looking at other different aspects, okay? Now then, we have Sister Yolanda Adams. We're going to, what I wanted you to know about her is that, of course, she has the coffee, and the coffee is not being new, but it is new because it hasn't been out long. But be sure to try a coffee. Be sure to support her music. The Lord's really blessing her. She's going to be, her music's going to be featured in a couple of films. As I said before, we're looking forward to that. Then, of course, there's gospel legend Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Be sure to check her out. Connect with her. And as I said before, she's one of the artists as well. If you're interested in having her in any of your projects, as you know, she's a legend. She's well known for her song Too Close to the Mirror, that song. Alright, so just tap into her, and it'll be fine. You know, if you need any gospel openers, she would be great, or Miss Sorrells, or anyone of that matter that's on this website. Alright, community journalists. Alright, we're to the fun part. We have Miss Joy Reid from MSNBC. Joy is on everything. I mean, everything that happens, she's there. She's even on CNN, I'm telling you. You know, she was on television, and she's a guru when it comes to anything that's happening in the world. So please connect with Miss Joy Reid. Then we have the Daily Beast. Woo! Miss Goldie Taylor. Miss Goldie Taylor is on it as well. She has a lot of information about things happening in the world. She's really into justice and injustice and things of that nature, so check her out. And then we have this young lady, Afrita Love, Dr. Love, Dr. Love, AfritaLoveShow.com. Listen, we have so much to offer you, I'm telling you. Come on this website. You won't be bored. Come on the website, you know, listen to our radio station, hit the home button. You're going to hear, you know, of course, our welcome song, but listen to the songs afterwards. Those songs are awesome. Those are some of the artists. Listen to them. If you're interested, connect with me. I'll tell you who it is. All right? AfritaLoveShow.com. We have fashion, you know. One of the things that a lot of individuals are speaking about is I want to get these ladies in some magazines. So fashion individuals, if you have magazines, and I know you do, the door is already opening, please email me. Feel free to email me. I want you to email me. I know that you are asking and waiting, and you want to know who these ladies are. Email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. And all you have to say is, I'm looking for an article on fashion or makeup. That's it. That's all you have to do. All right? Okay. Authors, I'm going to add some authors, and then health, of course. Health is very important. I continue to say we're going to add health, and we did have a health article, and I'm trying to get this health article. So we will do that. Let's go back to authors. All right. Speaking of authors, on tomorrow, God's will, at 11 p.m., because I have several meetings. My goodness. I have several meetings tomorrow. But whatever happens, God's will, at 11 p.m., I am going to be engaged in this book study, A Spiritual Guide on the Go. That's After Family Time, Spiritual Guide on the Go. With this particular spiritual guide, we are going to look at the introduction. All right, A Spiritual Guide on the Go. If you do not have your book, you can either email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can go to bookworld.com, and you can purchase the book there. But it's A Spiritual Guide on the Go, Perfecting Your Walk with God. And so we're having heart surgery. Listen to how this really goes together. You're having heart surgery because it's time to walk with God. It's time to exercise, because throughout our life we must learn to stand on the word of God. And that's how we're going to begin on Tomorrow God's Will. Then we're going to talk about the purpose, and then I'm going to give you a little quiz. It's not hard. Nobody will see your grade. It's just analyzing yourself again. It's analyzing who we are. And then, of course, we're not going to get into the spiritual levels until next Tuesday, God's will. Okay? So I'm going to give you some scriptures to look at. If you look at Revelations 12:7-9, that describes a war in heaven. And then Revelations 22:13, it talks about God being the Alpha and the Omega in our lives. Amen. Then Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Put your fist, clench your fist. Remember, we talked about that. If God promised to keep holding on, baby, because God's going to give it to you. All right? All right. And then we're going to, I'm going to give you the purpose. Why are we here every Tuesday at 11 p.m.? My goodness. And listen, I understand. Listen, I understand if you have to go to sleep and things like that. See, I do my thinking and meditation at night because I want to spend time with my family. I have meetings. I have work. And then, of course, God is all day, you know. And so God comes first in everything, you know. So, as I said before, we're going to go through that. Then the purpose, then our personal faith walk quiz, and it's only 3 questions, and it's not hard. It's open-ended. It's evaluating yourself, okay? Nobody else, just you. Just you. That's it. All right? So come back on tomorrow, God's will, A Spiritual Guide on the Go, Perfecting Your Walk with God by Dr. Afrida Love. If you Google it, you can purchase the book, find a great discount, or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or go to bookworld.com, and you can purchase the book. You can also listen. This will also be recorded. So you can share this if you would like to have a book study, or if you would like to, for me to come and speak to your church or your organization. The doors are open. I hear you. I'm available. And so let's get it done. Okay? All right. Let's go now to stellar gospel music.com. StellarGospelMusic.com. See how much time we have. All right, we have plenty of time. StellarGospelMusic.com. On this particular site, we have a homepage about us, contact us, services, events around the world with pastors and entertainment. Listen, I've extended this survey again to another week. So if you want to participate in the survey, please do so. All right, this is the homepage. You'll see many artists. You'll see yours truly. New gospel music projects in 2016. Dr. Love, Dr. Love. I have it on my first page. I need to put it on this page, but I was showing you an example. And to inform the AfridaLoveShow.com of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, the album title, the label, and the release date. Then, of course, we still have Sister Yolanda Adams and Pastor Winans. All right? TheAfridaLoveShow.com. Be sure, once again, the reason why all this is still here is because be sure to continue to support Sister Cassandra Remember, she was on The Voice as well as Miss Solomon. She has a great program in Grand Prairie. Also, as I said before, if you have any articles or something's going on with your artist, please be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. That includes entertainment as well. I would love to put that in the magazine. Pastor Kim Burrell, check her out, KTSU 90.9 FM. She's also at the Ephesians 4 Conference, so please check her out. But be sure to check her out at KTSU 90.9 FM. Amen. Praise God. Then, of course, if you want to see some pictures from a particular play, then it's on the website. And also, please contact me for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, I have a couple of clips that I'm going to add to the AfritaLoveShow.com television. If you want to connect with me, go to Facebook, Afrita Love, all right, or Dr. Afrita Imanya Love, or you can go to Afrita Imanya Love, or you can go to Instagram, Afrita Love, or you can go to LinkedIn, Afrita Love. Either one will do. You can, you know, connect with me, you can contact me, and I would love, love, love to just connect with you about anything, about, you know, ministry or things of that nature. Now then, I have an announcement to make. All right. So on August the 28th, God's will, and I've been talking about the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco. Okay, so the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church will have our homecoming and church anniversary. So listen, I would like for all of you to come. All right? Now, if for some reason you used to be a member of the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, we are looking for you. We're looking for you. We want you especially to come to the homecoming celebration and our church anniversary. We are looking for you. And I'm going to read what I put on Facebook, and you can also read it on Facebook as well. But basically, what I said was you are cordially invited to help the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church celebrate our 101 homecoming church anniversary on August the 28th. Of course, our AM service is at 10:45 AM, and our PM service is at 3:30 PM. We're going to have Pastor Calvin Berkeley from Dallas, Texas, and then at 3:30 we're going to have our neighbor, Greater Mount Olive Baptist Church at 3:30. And so you don't want to miss it. We're going to have ministry. We're going to have mom. We're going to have the spoken word, of course. And we're just going to have a great time in the Lord. And we want each and every one of you to come out, especially if you're a homecomer. Now, we're getting these letters out pretty soon. So look out for these letters. We're also asking that you provide email if you utilize email, because that is quicker. And you can ask us questions. I'm always checking my email. So I'll put the church email in my email. If for some reason you're listening and you know anyone who used to attend Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, then feel free to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, because I want to connect with that person and I want to invite them personally to, I was about to say, to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Yes, to the AfritaLoveShow.com, but to church on August the 28th. Okay? So August the 28th is reserved for our celebration of our anniversary and our homecomers. And we want to see each and every one of you. We're working really hard so that we can really minister and have some great, great, great church. We have great church anyways, but we're really making it for our homecomers and those guests and those individuals. So if you're in the vicinity, listen, if you are going to Dallas, right, and you happen to pass by around 10:45, 11:45, come on to Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, right? Take that exit and come on around Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. You'll get to see Baylor, too, when you come on around. Or if you're going to Austin or San Antonio, take that exit, right, and come on to Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. If you were thinking about, wondering, who is this lady online on this radio station who is promoting Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, I want to see what she's talking about. Come, I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm inviting you personally. Come, bring your family, right? If you are a neighboring church, and I don't mean a church just in South Waco, I'm saying a neighboring church, Central Texas, Waco, Texas, Belmead, Texas. Listen, you are cordially invited. Why did I say dear world? Because you never know who God wants to be there at that particular time. Now, this is a homecoming, right? And homecoming could mean a homecoming coming back to church, or a homecoming as in someone's coming to Christ. So we have to be very wise in how we word things. So I want each and every one of you to please consider coming to Great Ebenezer on August 28th if, for some reason, right, you are a homecomer, then we would love to see you because we want to recognize you. We miss you. We really do. So please come to the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is the pastor. And then here's a little video for you just to remember a couple of the members who are still at Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. All right? And I'm also one of the members. Now, about us, once again, just reiterating, this is an international radio station because of God, not because of me. We have people way in Como, Texas, who love the Afrita Love Show, and the Afrita Love Show loves the residents in Como, Texas. Amen. We love each other. Now, so this is an international radio station. If you want to know the format, you know, if you want to come on the ministry and you don't really know the format, then this is basically the format. We're always going to have prayer and scripture, always. It's not going to be a time when we don't. We're always going to have prayer and scripture. But all the questions are tailored towards your particular niche that God has given you. Services, of course, you know this is a radio station. You know we speak. You know that we put on events and things of that nature. You know all that. Okay, events around the world. September 11th, once again, we have Sister Kim Burrell and all these young ladies who minister into Christ. So be sure to check that out, okay? All right. Now then, that's events around the world. Okay. Let's go to Afrita.hubpages.com. This is the particular hub page in which I write articles. And if anything is pressing, then I'm going to write it. I'm going to start back writing. But this is the page where we usually write articles and things of that nature. So please check it out. If you want to follow, you can. You can follow. All you have to do is click follow under my name. Okay? All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other, and listen. Listen, on tomorrow, God's will. Remember, I want you to bring some paper. I want you to bring a notepad. I want you to bring something to write with. If you have a spiritual guide on the go, bring it. Perfecting Your Walk with God. We've had a couple of people who actually emailed me about this book and who also contacted Book World and received a book. So please be sure to bring your booklet. Okay? We're going to spend about 2 months on this booklet because this is going to be our kind of like therapy or recovery from our surgery that we just had. Okay, and as you notice, perfecting your walk with God. So we're going through this surgery, and our therapy is walking, and we're not going to take it fast. You know, we could get through this book probably within a week, but that's not how God wants us to do it. We're going to take it week by week, once a week, because we have to perfect our walk. It's not going to be, and after this, we're going to stumble and we're going to fall, but guess what? We have something to fall back on, which is the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Listen, join me on tomorrow, God's will, at 11 p.m. Remember that if you're upset with someone, especially your parents, call them on tomorrow. Apologize. Be the bigger person. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, okay? If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you told them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Good night, everybody. Your host, Dr. Afrita Love.
reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.